April 25th, my God will humble me. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 21. The lady calling was a well-known Bible teacher in my community. I'd never met her personally, but had heard a great deal about her. She got right to the point.
I'd like to come over and share your testimony with my ladies' Bible study. I've read your book, and I believe you have something to say to my ladies.
Tears sprang into my eyes, and I had to make a great effort not to let her know I was crying. I babbled on.
Things aren't going very well for me right now. I don't even know why I wrote that book. I lost my temper with a child this morning over cookie crumbs. I criticized my husband because he loves football too much. I left the car lights on and the battery is dead. One of my children thinks I'm square, and I just screamed at the dog for no reason. Maybe you could ask me again, later on, when I'm back on top of things and...
The patient, love-filled voice interrupted me.
My dear, don't you know where you are? You're in the valley of humiliation. It's all right. All Christians must go through it many times. Now, I'm sure you're supposed to come and share with us.
I immediately accepted and hung up, smiling. The valley of humiliation wasn't so painful, now that I knew where I was. Jesus, humiliation is painful, but then you know all about that. Thank you.